everyone. Welcome back. Bad Movies and Booze. We have a drink for you tonight.
That we do.
Yeah. So we haven't tasted it yet. We have no clue what this thing tastes like. I just made it. I got it from this book, Three Ingredient Cocktails. It's by Amy Trainor. I got it off of Amazon, so it's an easy find. And this is called a Raspberry Bourbon Sour.
Did you say raspberry?
I did. We don't have raspberry. So today it's a strawberry bourbon cider. Sour, sorry.
Okay.
So it's 2 ounces of bourbon, 3/4 ounce of lemon juice, and a teaspoon of, they ask for raspberry jam. We have strawberry. We use strawberry.
Works for me.
So you combine it into a mixer with some ice, shake it up well, pour it into a glass. Strained. You don't want like the
strawberry bits.
Yeah.
I want the strawberry bits.
No.
That's delicious.
Or like the goopy
jam. Oh, the gelatin.
Yeah, you don't want that in there.
Technically we have strawberry preserves.
Yeah, but still. So
this is what we got.
This is what it looks like. This is the drink.
Not bad looking.
Yeah. Let's see. Cheers. Nah. I'm not a fan.
You can tell it's strong.
Yeah. I think it's too much lemon.
Yeah. It needs to cut back on that lemon flavor.
Yeah.
You can't taste the strawberry, however.
Mm-hmm. Not much of it
is. I mean, lemon and bourbon, yeah.
But I mean, it's supposed to be like a whiskey sour just with fruit.
I mean, like I said, you can smell the strawberry.
So, I mean, I'll finish it. Yeah. But next time, I think I'll make it with less lemon.
Yeah. Because it has that strong tanginess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm okay with the tangy, but
I mean, I like tangy.
This one is This one's a bit of a turnoff.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, I'll drink the rest of it because, alcohol and considering the day we had.
Oh, my gosh. Today's work day? For both of us. We work two different places. We do two different things. And both of us had.
We had a day. We had a day.
Ooh, yeah.
So individually and collectively, we had a day.
We will finish drinking. All right. Up next.
Rubber. Rubber.
This. I'm glad we drink.
Because this will make it much more easier. This will pass the time a little bit more.
That movie.
There goes the strawberry. It's at the bottom.
We'll be right back. All right, we're back.
Hey.
Welcome to another episode of Bad Movies and Booze. I'm Leslie.
And I'm Andrew. And yes. Thank you for joining us at Bad Movies and Booze, where we watch movies.
So you don't have to.
Yeah. We may have to discuss copyrighting that line.
Yeah. It might already be out there.
Damn.
But, I mean, we can throw some TMs on there to hopefully it'll hold.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shelly Joe is now on our list. No movies from you for how long? Because this was a bad one.
It got a 5.8 out of 10. It got a 5.8 out of a damn 10.
It's one of those ridiculous, like, I can't believe I'm watching this movie.
Look.
Hey, everybody, please watch this ridiculous movie, Ridiculous.
Look, I watched something called Napoleon Dynamite.
I mean, but Napoleon Dynamite.
That was good. That was terrible, but it was good.
It's not rubber.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, Shelley. You hear that? 2 weeks.
Like I said, 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb. A homicidal car tire discovering it has destructive psionic power sets its sights on a desert town once a mysterious woman becomes its obsession. Okay, so we're going to preface this. We didn't take notes on this thing.
We tried. And less than 5 minutes into the movie,
we had to be drunk.
We had to pause it. And we were like, what is this? What is happening?
Why?
I mean, less than 3 minutes into the movie when the guy. All right. So go ahead with the cast because we're going to start talking about this thing.
Yeah. I'm not even going to do. Jesus. Okay. So there's a lot of people.
Yeah. We're not going to say everybody.
Let's see. Steven Spinella. Jack Plotnick, Wings Hauser. Yes, that is his name, Wings Hauser.
And his name in the movie is Man in Wheelchair.
I should just walk off right now. Roxanne Mesquita, Ethan Cohn, Charlie Kuntz, Daniel Quinn, among others.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, so I'm just going to cut right to the chase. This had a $500,000 budget and it showed. It showed. And so, no.
We start off in the desert.
Yep. And the desert shows a lone chair. Mm-hmm. And the lower right hand corner shows in loving memory of Palm Borchardt. Mm. Rest in peace, Palm.
Yeah, whoever you are. Yep.
Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. And a car arrives. Mm-hmm. And it decides to just serpentine through this little strip of desert, hitting all of these chairs that are just scattered about in this desert.
And the car is going to this guy who is standing there in a dress shirt and tie, holding two handfuls of binoculars.
Looking like a dope.
Yeah. So.
So the car stops. Mm-hmm. Trunk opens up. Mm-hmm. And a policeman comes out.
Out of the trunk.
Out of the trunk. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. He reaches into the car, or he was handed a glass of water. Mm-hmm. Then he walks away from the car and he breaks the fourth wall. Now, for me, I have no problem with fourth wall breaking. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Let you know that the person is full aware that they're in a movie. Okay, cool. So he starts asking random ass questions.
Yes.
Steven Spielberg's E.T. The blockbuster phenomenon, E.T. Why is E.T. brown?
We don't know.
Motherfucker, what? What? The what? And then he talked about Love Story and a couple of other movies.
He says in the movie JFK, why was the president shot?
By a random person.
And he says, we don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense or something like that.
Yeah.
And he says, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. He says, you know, there's a lot of random stuff and
why it really doesn't matter.
Right. So then he pours out the glass of water that he's holding.
You should have drank the damn thing. That's probably the last thing you'll ever get.
He goes back over to the car. And as he's going over to the car, we see there is a crowd standing around.
A small crowd.
Small crowd. Who were just listening to him talk. He gets back into the trunk? I don't know. Because I was so off.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't really pay attention to that part. We were just thrown off by what the hell he did.
Thrown off.
And it was at that point where we had to have some drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we lots just like drink. So and we're going to be real honest with you. We essentially like vegged out.
I mean, I watched it.
I watched it too, but weird. We vegged out.
We didn't do notes like we usually do. We usually take notes. But it's not that hard because there wasn't a lot of dialogue.
No, not at all.
So the man in the dress shirt and the tie, he gives out the binoculars to the spectators. And they're all standing. They're starting to stare out. And they see this tire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to shake loose from the ground. And it gets up out of the desert sand.
Mm-hmm.
And starts moving around.
Rolling a little bit.
Yeah.
Tipping over. Mm-hmm. Getting back up. Because this is what happens when we do recordings. Rolls over. Gets back up.
Mm-hmm.
Rolls around.
Mm-hmm.
Rolls over. Up. And it does that a little yeah. bit. And then it rolls up onto a plastic bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at it. Looking at it.
Yes. It's a tire.
Yeah.
It has no eyes. It has but no
it,
face.
It can see where the hell it's going though.
Right.
It rolls gently onto the bottle as if it's kissing it or hugging it. I guess that's what they were aiming for. Then the tire rolls over it.
Yeah. And the top to the bottle pops off. So it's supposed to be like the bottle. The plastic bottle.
The plastic bottle is dead.
Yeah.
Because the tire rolled over it.
So then he's excited that he knows he can roll over stuff. So he starts rolling over other stuff. He rolls over a scorpion. He rolls over a spider. And he gets to... Was it the bottle?
It was a beer bottle.
He gets to the beer bottle. He realizes he can't just roll over the beer bottle to break it.
So let's get back to what I said in the description.
Oh, meanwhile, the people are looking at it and just trying to figure out what it's doing. They're having their own little conversations about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they're supposed to be watching. This is a movie that they're supposed to be watching. Right. One of the girls, a young girl, supposed to be ditzy, I guess, asks if it's going to be in black and white or color. Through her eyes. She's watching it through her eyes. And she asks this question. The man doesn't answer her. He just rides off on his bike. So.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, me either.
There's no such thing as stupid questions, but.
Sometimes there is.
There was one of them.
Yeah. So he realizes, so the tire realizes he can't roll over this bottle and break it. And he's kind of frustrated. So he starts doing this shaking.
Destructive psionic powers. Yeah. And the destructive psionic powers comes with a high-pitched cicada noise.
Yes.
And then...
Yes.
The glass of the beer bottle broke.
Right.
So now the tire is aware that it could roll over things or blow it up.
Yeah. So.
He did that to the beer bottle. He did that to a can.
Mm-hmm.
And then he makes it onto the road and.
Oh, wait. Before he gets on the road. Didn't he go to sleep first?
Oh, right. He did.
He went to sleep. He just rolled and fell down.
Wait a minute. Did you just say he?
Yeah, they kept calling it a he. I know. So, the tire went to sleep.
Well, we might since they called it he, we might as well say yeah. he.
Then all the people, we found out they all went to sleep as well.
Mm-hmm.
And.
They woke up.
they all woke up in the middle of the, well, the guy.
In the wheelchair.
No. The guy.
Oh,
that had the tie on.
With the binoculars, yeah.
And he's waking everybody up. But first, before he wakes people up, he's going in their pockets and stealing their money.
Stealing their money, stealing their car keys. Yeah.
Then he wakes everybody up. And he's telling them to watch. And they're like, where's the tire? The man in the wheelchair, he didn't go to sleep. He stayed up all night. And so they're like, he's over there, look. And so it gets up and it's rolling around. It sees a bunny.
Hi. The shaking begins on the tire. Hi, cicada noise.
Yeah.
Rabbit dead.
Yeah.
Rabbit blew up.
Blew up. All in pieces. So he's rolling around. And the people are hungry. But nobody brings them any food. So they're talking about how hungry they are.
Man in the tie had a responsibility to these people that are watching this movie to bring some toast and coffee.
Yeah, but he didn't bring any food.
Jackass.
So everybody's talking about how hungry they are.
Asshole.
So the tire is now on the road. And it sees a car going by.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts to follow the car, and it starts doing it shaking again. And the car is having trouble starting.
Right.
So the girl who's driving the car, she's having a trouble starting the car.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy in a pickup truck is driving behind. Now the tire is trying to catch up to the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy in the pickup truck is driving behind, and he just happens to hit the tire and knocks the tire out of the way.
Right.
So, and then he drives to wherever he's going. The girl is able to start her car because now the tire's not stopping or doing whatever she was doing to stop it from starting.
Right, right.
They all going on their merry way. The girl sees the guy at a gas station and she's flipping him off because he like zoomed past her. But she, little does she know. He basically saved her life.
Yeah, pretty much.
She doesn't know that.
Yeah.
So, the tire keeps going. He sees the man at the gas station. The man gets in his car. He sees the tire standing there. Standing.
Yeah, the tire's standing.
Up. I mean, but it basically was standing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And it rolls up, and
dude notices the tire.
Right.
He's like staring the tire down, tire staring at him.
Staring. It has no eyes.
And he is about to start his truck. Then the psionic powers begin on the tire.
And pop, his head.
Blew up.
Yes. So the tire blew up the man's head. Then tire's going along and it blows up a bird.
Mm-hmm. A crow.
Yeah, it blows up a crow. Then the kid.
Wait a minute. The crow?
Mm-hmm.
Was it murder?
Murder.
A murder of a crow.
Oh my gosh, no. It's only an attempted murder.
It wasn't enough crows. Yeah, it was an attempted murder of crow.
Yes.
Clever.
Anyway. So the kid that's one of the spectators is him and his dad that's there.
Mm-hmm.
They're still talking about how the spectators are hungry. And he brings back a piece of the dead rabbit. And he's like, here's a rabbit. We could eat this, right? And they're like, okay, that's gross. And one of the guys says, you know that's fake, right? And the kid is like, oh, and just throws it to the side.
Little does he know that rabbit was not fake. I can guarantee it was not fake.
It's weird. The whole thing
It's a movie.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
the tire is
legit
doing
things.
Yeah. It's the whole thing is weird. So the people are talking. Two of the girls are getting upset because the people are talking through the movie and interrupting the movie. It's a big old desert. You can go anywhere. You have the binoculars. Just walk away. Anyway.
But what makes it interesting is they stayed in the same spot and are able to see what the hell the tire's doing the entire time.
Yeah. They stayed in the same spot.
But they were looking
at everything. Yeah. I don't understand it either.
It was weird.
It doesn't make sense.
So weird.
The movie doesn't make sense. So anyway, Tire gets to a rest stop. It's a motel.
Yeah.
And the girl just happens to be at the motel as well. And the tire sees the girl and he's like looking in her room. And
her door was cracked open. Yeah,
and then she's going to take a shower. And of course, the bathroom door is open. The motel room door is open. So you see this
tire just looking at her.
Staring at her ass. Because she gets naked and it's all you see is ass.
Meanwhile, the people that are watching this part saying, oh, she has a great ass.
Yeah, some people are like, she has a great ass. Some people are saying she doesn't. Then this older black lady is there and she's like, she doesn't have a great ass, but she has a nice rack. We're like,
I learned something about you today. Yeah,
so, I mean, they're just going on and on about this. I mean, I appreciate a nice rack and a nice ass if it's there.
Hey, that's how it is.
I mean.
We human.
Yeah.
We human. We going to look.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm going
to
look.
Hey, shout out to the good looking boobies.
Oh, my.
This is what happens when we're live and recording.
Live and recording.
Live and recording. That's what we're doing. Live and recording at the same time.
Anyway. So the tire is staring at the lady. And then the tire. Well, she gets out of the shower. Mm-hmm. And she realizes the door is open. So she slams the door and the tire gets knocked back a little bit.
Yeah, no more pervy tire.
Right.
Makes no sense.
No. So then the tire has its own motel room.
How and why? We don't know. It don't make sense.
The tire's in its motel room. And he's watching these ladies. He's watching basically Jazzercise on TV.
Yeah. And then turned it over to Hula.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So then he's watching Hula. And it's a lot of noise. It's really loud. The girl who was in the shower, she is tossing and turning. And then we see the guy who was in the suit and tie.
Mm-hmm. In his hotel room watching TV.
So he's basically in the same motel. They're all in the same motel.
Right.
So he's in the motel room. He's watching TV and shining his shoes. And the phone rings.
Yes, master.
Yes.
What the fuck?
He's saying yes, master, and all this stuff and talking on the phone. The camera
pans. Lord Jesus. The camera pans to a live turkey with this dude.
At the guy.
I had to hit pause on the screen. Okay, so at this point, Leslie, I know you can splice this where you could put the picture of the damn turkey up and the look that was on the turkey's face. Hold on, let me do this. It was that look on the turkey, like, motherfucker, what? What the fuck?
So then
he has this briefcase that's sitting on this little expandable stand that you have in a hotel room.
Yes.
In some hotel rooms
Wait a minute, guys. Sorry about the noise.
Motorcycles down the street. This is a recording. This is what happens.
Yeah.
So anyway. he had one of those expandable stands that you find in some hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his briefcase on there. Nice, lovely, beautiful silver briefcase. Opens it up.
There's, no, I didn't think it was beautiful silver briefcase.
Well, it looked kind of dingy.
No, it was dingy. Anyway.
Well, it was dirty.
Anyway.
It was beautifully dirty.
No.
Anyhow.
So he opens it up.
And there's two knives and a... Okay, would you call it a murder kit?
Yeah, it was basically a murder kit. It looked like there was poison, there was knives,
a
couple of other things in this suitcase. I mean, in this briefcase.
He grabs the two knives.
He rubs them together.
Gordon Ramsay.
And then the lights go off.
Turkey dead. Turkey is dead. Look, so, there is no way around it. If you see black and turkey dead.
So all the people have been talking about how hungry they are. And
The next morning.
Yes. He goes up. And he has this.
It has to be a pillowcase.
Yeah, it looks like a pillowcase. And before he leaves, before he goes to the people, he's leaving his hotel room. Mm-hmm. And the maid is there.
Yeah.
And she asks him if she wants him to clean the room.
Right.
And he's like, sure. Why wouldn't I?
There you go.
And then he goes up to the people, to the spectators who are sleeping again. He wakes them up.
Food!
Yeah. And he just dumps the turkey onto the ground. And they are starving.
They made a mad dash for that cooked turkey.
Yes.
Which prompted questions.
Yes.
We understand and know and acknowledge that he killed the turkey.
Yes.
In case you didn't remember, black lights. So that happened. There was no kitchenette in his room.
At least not that we saw.
How the fuck did you cook the turkey? How the fuck did you cook the turkey, man?
I don't know.
How'd you get that skin so brown and crispy?
I know.
That shit looked delicious. I'm like, damn.
It was like a really good turkey.
But shit. You got a gourmet here.
The fact that he cleaned it so well and everything.
Happy Thanksgiving, motherfuckers.
Like, this turkey looked good. So they're all like
tearing at it.
Yeah. Everybody's tearing, except for the man in the wheelchair.
And you'll understand why a little later.
He's just like animals. And he's still watching the movie.
Yeah, he's still watching the tire do.
The tire movie.
The tire doing tire.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, tire's going to tire. That's what it is.
So everybody's eating. So then we cut back to the hotel. And the maid is going through the rooms. And she goes into this one room. She asks if she can come in.
TV is on NASCAR.
Right.
No one's in there.
Yeah.
But while she's starting to clean up, she hears shower water.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, she starts asking if they want her to come back later. And yeah. And nobody says anything. So she opens the shower curtain.
It's the tire.
The tire's in the shower.
The tire's taking a shower.
Yes.
How did it turn on the water? Destructive psionic power. It doesn't make sense.
No.
No.
No. So she throws the tire out the door.
Perverts.
Yeah. So now, of course, the tire is mad.
Of course. He was enjoying his shower, getting a nice clean that he hadn't had in a while. Next thing you know.
Yeah. So she's stripping the bed. Tire rolls back into the room. This kid, some teenage kid, sees the tire roll into the room, and he goes to his dad, and he's like, that tire is alive. It rolled into this room. And the dad is like, what are you talking about? That doesn't make sense.
Neither do you, Dad.
Yeah. And he's like, go get me a pizza, extra toppings. You must be bored making up these stories. Go get this pizza. So kid goes to get pizza.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the people, the spectators, the kid who's with his dad, he started to talk about how his stomach hurts. And the dad is like, you probably just ate too fast. And the kid is like, no, it really hurts. It really hurts. And then other people started having stomach problems.
Does anyone know anything about medicine? Yeah. No.
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 And everybody starts having stomach problems.
Except for man in wheelchair.
Right.
Remember, one of these kids did not do what the others did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that was?
So, the kid whose dad was like, go get pizza, he gets back, he leaves the pizza place. He gets back on the bike, holding the pizza. Right. I don't know how people ride bikes with stuff like that.
I don't get it either, but I've seen
quite a few people do stuff like that.
It's a skill.
Yeah.
It's a skill.
So he's riding his bike back with the pizza. He's mad at the dad. some other random guy is walking.
Hitchhiking.
And he's trying to hitchhike on the bike. How are you hitchhiking on a bike?
It doesn't make sense. That's the whole point of the movie. It don't make sense.
So the kid ignores him, but he sees the dead crow from when
the tire
blew up the crow.
Yeah.
And so he decides.
It's a great idea to put the pizza on the ground, open the lid with this nicely baked pizza with all these double toppings.
Mm-hmm.
And takes guts from the crow.
And throws it on the pizza.
The attempted murder crow.
And throws it on the pizza.
Here's your extra toppings.
Yes. And then he just rides off. And the hitchhiker is like,
what the fuck? What is wrong with this kid? You're going to do that to a pizza?
Yeah. So.
Shit. I'm glad I didn't hitchhike with your crazy ass.
So they ride off. He rides off. He gets back to the police. And he is like, he needs to see what's going on in this room with this tire that rolled in there. So he goes to look. And he sees.
Housekeeper dead.
Housekeeper.
No head. And housekeeper, no head dead.
Gross mess all over the place because her head blew up because the tire blew her head up.
Because that's for kicking me out of the shower, broad.
Yeah. So then the cops come. They're investigating. And the main officer, the one who.
Who broke the fourth wall.
Yeah. The one who was in the very beginning. He's asking questions about the lady. He's asking the owner. We find out that the man who sent the kid off to get pizza is the owner.
Of the hotel.
Yeah. So he's asking the hotel owner about what happened. Then they're busy talking. The other lady goes and gets in the pool, the one that the tire was staring at that was in the shower. She gets into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And
the tire is just obsessed. The tire's
staring at her in the pool. And then apparently she finally gets out.
Apparently the tire likes seeing her wet.
Yeah, obviously. So she gets out. She gets out of the pool. The tire gets into the pool. And
I guess he was trying to catch a whiff of that young lady. But the tire.
Wait a minute. That happened before the cops got there. Because well, remember, the people. That's when the people started talking about they were sick.
Look, the movie don't make sense.
It don't make sense.
The movie doesn't make sense. This review ain't going to make any damn sense. So there you go. It doesn't make sense at all.
So the tire is now in the pool. And then the spectators were trying to figure out if the tire sinks or floats.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And that's when they started getting the
pains and all. And once that resolved,
Then,
the spectators are dead.
Yeah. So the guy who was in the tie and dress shirt who gave them the turkey.
The poison turkey.
Yeah, he goes over to.
Oh, God.
The cop was talking to the man, and he looks at his watch, and he's like, oh, it's over. We don't need you anymore. You can go home now. Thanks for your time. And then he was like, what are you talking about?
Huh?
Yeah, so then he goes over to the officers, and he's telling the officers, thanks for your time. You can go home. Mm-hmm. And the officers are like, what are you talking about? He's like, none of this is real. And he talks to one of the officers and he says, you're holding a stuffed alligator under your arm. And he's like, so what does that mean? And they're like, no, none of this is real. You can all go home. The person is dead. She's not really dead. It's not really a dead person. Try and shake her and different stuff like that. He tells them to shoot him. So
he got shot three times.
Three times.
And he was cool. So yeah, obviously blood packs.
Yeah. But so he was just standing there like, yeah, I'm fine. You guys shot me, but none of this is real. It doesn't matter. You can go home. Go home to your go home to your family. Then the guy with the tie goes over to the cop who was telling everybody to go home and whispers something to him.
It's been 6 hours.
No, he tells him that the man in the wheelchair, one of the spectators, didn't eat the turkey.
That's what I was saying. It's been 6 hours. They're dead. But
one of the spectators didn't eat the turkey. So that's why things didn't end.
Right.
If everybody died, then
the movie
would have ended.
But since the man in a wheelchair is still rolling about,
right,
they have to continue this movie.
Right. So the cop is like, oh, I'm sorry. It was my mistake. We got to keep going. And he goes back to talk to the guy that owns the place. Well, they had the kid throw the tire out of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who owns the place, you know, he was disparaging the tire, I guess. So while he was asking questions about the lady, the maid, and her family, and who could possibly kill her,
mm-hmm.
the tire blew up the owner's head and then rolled away. Yeah. And so the cop has to go over and says the kid was right. It's the tire. He goes in his pocket. He reads something and he says the kid was right. It's the tire. So he has to go back over to his officers and tell them we're looking for one of these, the tire. He takes the tire off a car. He's like, we're looking for one of these. And they're like, a tire. He's like, yes, that's what we're looking for. And he's like, you guys have any questions? And one of the people said, do you know what brand it is? He's like, I don't know. Maybe it's an off-brand tire. Maybe it's a no-name brand.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of the guys raises his hand. And he asks, is the tire black?
Is the tire black?
And
motherfucker, what?
The cop, and that's how the cop looked at him, too.
Motherfucker, like, what? What the fuck you mean is the tire black? How many tires have you seen that are white?
I mean, there's
so you're trying to say this
is
a...
some, but...
Motherfucker, what? I was the one that saw the shit. I know what fucking color it was. That's going to be my new phrase. Motherfucker, what?
So he asked if the tire was black. Anyway. They have to look for the tire.
Black tire.
They have to look for the tire. And
I need another damn drink. I need another damn drink.
This movie was so ridiculous.
And we're not even done.
No. So he's rolling around. They're looking for the tire. It runs into... The cop sees it. And they stop the tire.
Mm-hmm.
And the tire, of course, does its thing.
Psionic destructive powers mm-hmm. activate.
And blows up one of the cop's heads. Yeah.
In the cop car.
Right. So then they cut to this thing. It says 3 days later.
Like some SpongeBob SquarePants shit.
And you see all these people, headless people, laying on the ground because the tire just blew up all these people.
But ironically, he spared the boy.
He did spare the boy.
He spared the boy.
Yeah.
The boy was
asking him questions and he just left the boy alone.
Just rolled off and the boy threw a can of soda at his ass.
And he still just rolled away.
Whatever, kid.
Yeah.
I'll leave you. You're okay.
So the cops they get a van, and they find the tire at this house. He's watching NASCAR again. He blows the people's heads, of course. And they go to the house. They get this lady, the lady that the tire's been after. Mm-hmm. She's in the truck, mm-hmm. in the van yeah. that they're in. And they put a dummy outside, out front, a mannequin, a female mannequin that kind of looks like the lady he was after.
And strapped TNT to the back of this mannequin.
Right.
With the logic that it will blow up the head of the mannequin, which would trigger the TNT to blow it up.
Right. Right. So, while they're trying to coax this tire, like they have this speaker around the mannequin's neck.
Oh, that part, yeah.
And they have the lady reading this script.
A script.
Yeah, and she's like, this doesn't make any sense. Who wrote this? And it's the cop who wrote it. And the cop is actually the guy who wrote the movie. Anyway! You didn't realize that? Anyway! I did. No, you didn't realize that.
Never again.
This movie is bad. So the cop is like, just go ahead. So then he stops her from doing it. And he starts reading it because he's like, you're not doing it right. And then the man in the wheelchair knocks on the back of the van door. And he's like, what are you guys doing? This action scene, it doesn't make any sense. Why don't you do it this way? Why don't you do this? And they're like, you know, we wouldn't be here if you would have just eaten the turkey.
Oh, but yeah, there was one thing that we forgot.
Oh, yeah, we missed the other part.
So a man in a wheelchair sitting in the desert, still watching this whole thing unfold. Dude with the tie.
Yeah.
Comes out with a fucking cart. With food on it, like gourmet food.
He knows how to say the word. He just likes to say gourmet.
Gourmet food. Like, this man made some Gordon Ramsay type stuff.
He loves Gordon Ramsay. Shout out to Gordon. That's why he also said it the second time. Anyway, yeah, he has like the tins where you lift the...
Yeah, the little domes that just lift off a plate to serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner to people.
And he's like, he doesn't want to eat. And the guy...
Man in a wheelchair. Let's specify, man in a wheelchair didn't want to eat. He wasn't hungry.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to eat. He's mm-hmm. not hungry at all. Right. So he decides... So dude that brought out the cart decides, well... He's trying to coax him into eating something. Right. And we already knew by now, dude in the tie is poisoning people.
Right.
So there's no witnesses. Right. All right, fine. Whatever.
Right.
So, that being said, he tries to coax the man in a wheelchair to eat some chocolate eclairs.
He wouldn't eat
them. He won't eat those. He's not eating anything. He's not hungry. I'm guessing he'll eat when he's really hungry, whenever that time may be.
So then the guy in the tie sits down and he starts telling his life story.
And eats the eclair.
Yes.
In the eclairs in the process. Oh, these are great. These are amazing. Are you sure you don't want one of these? These are amazing.
It's like a big dummy. So then
you poisoned it, stupid.
Right. So then he starts dying. He's like, he doesn't want to die. These were supposed to be for you. And... He's like in pain and
tough break, stupid.
Yeah. So he finally dies. And the guy in the wheelchair is like, okay, finally, peace. Because this guy was just noisy dying.
Yeah.
So he finally dies. And then his
death was over the top.
It was. Oh, so yeah, but then that's when he went to the van. Mm. That's when the van scene happened. He went to the van, knocked on, and was like, you know.
This, that, and the other.
It's taking too long. You guys need to do this. And so finally, they started berating the tire. And
You're nothing more than a rubber shit.
Yeah.
You're nothing more than a rubber shit.
She kept saying that.
You're nothing more than a rubber shit. Then next thing you know, destructive psionic powers.
Yes.
Popped off the mannequin head.
But
the dynamite didn't trigger.
Right. And he just rolls back into the house.
Whatever.
So the cop is like, okay, I'm done with this. And he goes storming to the house. And the man in the wheelchair is like, what are you doing? This is not how it's supposed to be. And he's like, I'm done with this. Here's your axe. And he shoots up the tire.
Kills the tire.
Right.
He kills the tire. Effectively.
Yeah. He goes and throws the pieces of the tire on the guy in the wheelchair. He's like, here you go. Here's your tire. So then
the most absurd shit I've ever seen. The tire reincarnated itself into a child's tricycle.
Yes, a tricycle.
And it looks at it. The guy in the wheelchair said, wait, the tire isn't dead. It reincarnated into a tricycle. Yeah. And the trike looks at the man in the wheelchair, psionic power serve.
Well, he says, the guy in the wheelchair is like, no, I'm just a spectator. I'm just sitting here watching. I'm not in it. You can keep going.
Wobble, 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 yeah. Wobble.
And he pops the guy.
Not the head.
Him completely up. The guy in the wheelchair is completely blown up. His wheelchair is in pieces. There's a boot just sitting there on the ground where he was.
He dead.
Yeah. He is mush.
He dead.
So then the tricycle just rolls away. And is rolling along and doing its thing. Which, I'm thinking, the movie should be over because you killed the last spectator that shouldn't have been there.
Nope.
But no.
No.
He's still rolling around. And as he's rolling...
The tricycle.
Yes, as the tricycle is rolling along, there are other tires that are laying around on the ground. And they just all of a sudden come to life. And there's all these different... It's about 12 or 13 tires.
Yeah.
That are following this tricycle.
Yeah.
And they end up at the Hollywood sign. And they stop and look around a little bit.
And then it's implied that they rolled into Hollywood and that's how the movie ends. Ladies and gentlemen. We never in our lives seen a movie that shitty.
And I've seen some shitty movies. I've walked out on some movies.
I just had to stop some shit and just like say, you know what? I'm not going to watch the rest of this shit. Yeah. It's just stupid.
This movie, I'm telling you, don't watch it. You better be drunk
to watch
this movie.
Yes.
Or extremely high.
I would go with the high part because drunk isn't going to cover it.
Yeah, drunk ain't going to cover it.
Drunk ain't going to do nothing. Yeah. High, you need to be high watching this movie. We are not endorsing people going on drugs and getting high.
I mean, please.
But if you do that, that's on you.
We're probably the only people who don't smoke weed at this point.
You got a point.
Or eat edibles or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think we're the only people who still don't.
Yeah.
Then everybody else does.
I don't think Rick does. Rick and Selena, no, they don't. But either way, there's a small population that doesn't do that type of stuff.
We're part of that population. So
if you want to do edibles, it's for you.
Before this movie, you're going to want to.
Eat a couple of Pat brownies.
Oh my God. Pat what?
Pat brownies, yes. Pat brownies.
Pat.
Yes, Pat brownies. They're okay. Pot brownies made by Pat.
Oh, my Lord. Anyway. That was the review of...
Rubber. Rubber.
Yeah. So...
I don't know what the hell we're going to look at next, because right. I remember what it is. I didn't look at a preview. No, I know. Either. Oh God. is that movie that's going to bug me?
Yes.
Oh, fuck me. yeah, I know what this is. I got to look at the preview tomorrow morning when I wake up.
This is going to be fun.
Jesus.
Anyway, thank you guys.
Thank you all for being here at Bad Movies and Booze, where we watch the bad movies so you don't have to, but you know, you're still going to do what you want to do, and it's going to be what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that being said, again, thank you all for tuning in, and no matter your age, no matter, well, of course, it does matter your age, 21 to drink, 18 to party, but regardless, if you are drinking, please, please, please drink responsibly. And as always, cheers.